something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Laura is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater, and she thinks that her husband of 4 years named Cam might be sleeping around. So hopefully he isn't, but we'll see if we can help you out. Laura, why don't you tell us what's going on?
So Cam's my husband of like 4 years, and we've been through a lot, but I would say mostly good. We don't really fight much, but when we do, it tends to always be kind of the same topic. So Cam kind of had like this former life, like a whole different side of Cam. And he even actually refers to it as like the time before we met. And he was just like a completely different person, like different career, different friends. But there's like this one friend that he has that, I don't know, just from like day one, I have not been able to get past. Like,
so who is the friend? Like, is it a guy friend that gets him into trouble? Is it a girlfriend you don't want him spending time with?
So it's with a girl named Holly. And through the years, like, he's told me all these stories about he and Holly used to like party really hard, and they'd be like closing the bars, and they'd like even go to raves, and they've even, you know, almost got arrested several times, and like just like complete opposite of how he is now. He's stayed friends with Holly this whole time, and you know, to be honest, I haven't been thrilled about that, but it's like things have totally taken a turn, and I feel like he's hiding something about Holly. I can tell when he's been like communicating with her, and he's like started to like leave the room when she calls. And then there was even like one night where he was just texting like really late and like kind of left the room and then like would go out and then come back in and texting. And I did ask him about it, and he said something like she just needed advice from him. And then he didn't even go any further than that. Just like she needs some advice. He's never said that they like anything happened between them. I get this like weird feeling before us that maybe something's happened. He kind of somewhat hinted at it, but never said like there was anything between them. So my last straw, I got an email from our cell phone company, and it said that there's been a phone added, and it was in Holly's name. And yeah, and it's like a nice new phone. And so, you know, I saw this and I'm just like, so basically that's why I'm calling you guys. Cause I like that, that's just my radar antenna or whatever has been up. And this was like the last straw.
Would you add someone to your phone plan? That's so obvious.
Yeah. It feels kind of sloppy, but also if he doesn't think that she's seeing the phone stuff, maybe right. It's like, well, why would you give your side piece like a burner phone?
A nice burner phone
that your wife could see.
Yeah. Unless it's like hiding in plain sight, right?
Like wants to be caught. Oh my God.
Is he acting different outside of the way that he communicates with Holly? Like, is he still good with you? Or is he just kind of more standoffish?
No, things actually don't seem different with us. I guess I've been a bit more like stressed out and like suspicious and more just like he's not pulling away from me any, but
you just feel like there's a third person in your relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, the phone thing is strange.
Yeah.
And what did he say about it?
Well, he didn't say about the phone. When I was asking him why he was like talking to her so much, he said he was just like giving her advice, and he didn't really go into any details of like what advice that would be.
And did you ask him about adding her on the phone?
No.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
Okay.
So he doesn't know that you know that.
No.
Well, we'll see if we can figure it out. You already told us what grocery store you guys are a rewards card member at. So we'll call and pretend to be from the grocery store and say that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. We'll see if he sends those to you or to someone else or her.
Right.
Okay.
Hopefully not, but we'll see. We'll play a song, come back, and get your To Catch a Cheater next.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're just joining us for today's To Catch a Cheater, Laura is on the phone and she thinks that her husband, Cam, of 4 years, might be cheating. So we're about to call and pretend to be from the grocery store that their rewards card member's at and say that he's the lucky winner. Every single month, we choose one rewards card member who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. We'll see if he sends those flowers to Laura or to somebody else. But before we do that, Laura, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your situation?
So Cam has this like longtime friend from before we were ever together, Holly, and he just has been texting her a lot. And I don't know, like walking away, texting. And basically I found out from our phone company that he's added her a phone on our plan.
So weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
And you haven't asked him about that.
No, that's why I called you guys. I didn't know what, you know, if he made up a lie or something, like how I would deal with it. So I figured you guys could get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. And she's not an ex, but she's somebody that you think he may have had a thing with at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Are you ready for us to call him?
Yeah. Thanks.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Jordan. I'm calling from. I was looking for our rewards card member named Cam.
Yeah, this is him.
Cam, please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. I'm actually calling to say thank you very much for shopping with us and congratulations. You're this month's big winner.
Oh, so what's going on?
Every single month, we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered to anybody that they want from our floral department. It's our way of saying thank you very much for shopping. You've just won 36 long stem red roses, a box of candy or chocolates, and a card to be delivered to anybody that you want within the United, in the 50 United States.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I didn't know you guys did this.
Well, we do, and you are this month's lucky winner. So I will first need the first and last name of the person you'd like to send them to.
It's Holly.
Would you like to put anything in a card?
Yeah, but I'm always here for you. Love, Cam.
And now I will inform you that this is not the grocery store at all. My name is Jubal, and this is a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, hi, Cam. We're all here. My name's Nina.
Yeah, and I'm Victoria.
And your wife, Laura, is actually on the phone.
What?
We do a segment on the show called To Catch a Cheater, and we try to see if people are cheating based on who they send flowers to, and your wife suspected you might be sleeping around, and I'm sure she's got some questions for you.
Great.
That's all you have is great. Really?
What is this? What are you doing? Like you had to go through these lengths to kind of just talk to me about this?
But you're not talking to me.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? What are you doing? My God! Like.
Yeah, this is a ridiculous way of going about things.
Are you cheating? I feel like we just need to ask. Like.
No, I'm not cheating.
Oh, really? How do you explain you're sending flowers to Holly and you add her to our phone plan? Like, what the f***? Oh, my God.
Yeah, like,
I'm so
okay,
stupid.
Obviously, I know you don't like her. That's not a secret. And she and I have been friends for a long time, and her boyfriend of 5 years left her, and he was, like, the main breadwinner. He was cheating on her. She caught him. I know this is ironic considering the situation. She took everything, TV, everything. She has nothing. So I was just trying to help her out. Like, she's going through a really difficult time right now. So she was on his phone bill. So I added her to mine just so she can have a phone for a few months till she gets her own.
And that's that.
And that's that.
Why wouldn't you tell your wife?
Like, she, of course, she's going to misconstrue things. You know, she's gonna look deeper and like think it's worse than it is.
I mean, has your wife, Laura, your wife, Cam, been unreasonable about your friendship with Holly?
No, but I mean, I can tell it bothers her.
Okay, well, that's not exactly a very compassionate way to deal with somebody that you care about with something bothering them. You could address it with her.
Yeah, I know how it sounds and I know how it looks, but yeah, that's all there is.
Not really making a compelling argument, no offense.
I know, I'm kind of waiting for that. I love you, baby. I'm so sorry. Yeah. This is such a misunderstanding. Laura, are you believing this? How are you feeling?
Honestly, I'm so confused. Actually, knowing Cam's heart, it sounds like something he would do, but like the mistrust of me to not be able to like tell your own wife that you're doing this, like that, there's just such a lack of trust in me. And I'm so confused. I honestly don't know what to think.
Like, I'm sorry. I really am. I just didn't want there to be any more resentment that you have towards her. Like, I already know, like, at least it makes you uncomfortable. I figured me doing this stuff for her would make you even more uncomfortable, resent her even more. So, should keep quiet about it. I don't want to, like, add more stress to Holly's life either. I'm not cheating on you. You know, I love you. It's just like, I just was scared to tell you because I didn't, you know. I want you to freak out or get upset about it, and I want you to read more into it than what it was.
You can see how this looks, though. Like,
I know. I I know it looks horrible, and I know I'm being defensive. I'm also, like, really caught off guard by everything. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't want to tell you. I know I'm sorry, and, like, I'm just trying to help out a friend, you know, like, this whole, her boyfriend leaving her was totally abrupt, and, you know, she's kind of a mess about it, so I was just trying to help her.
But you said love, Cam, on your the flowers, like...
You know, I said that to her before. You know, it's like, she's my friend.
Okay.
She's just a friend.
Yeah. Okay. You promised me there's been nothing, like...
I promise. There's nothing going on.
You guys sound like you need to sit down and just, like...
I think that's a great idea. I think we should sit down with Holly, because, you know what? If this is so important, I'm not cruel. Like, if she's really in need, we're a team and we both need to be there for her. I think that is a great idea. No more secrets. This has been like the scariest time I've gone through. And
no, I think it's a good idea too. We sat down and I think if you saw Holly, you would, you know, understand there's nothing else going on.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. I think we all need that right now.
I need that right now.
Yeah. I want to go to dinner with you guys.
I feel like I want to see it for myself too.
Well, I know you guys obviously have stuff to talk about. Cam sounds sincere to me though. Like he does sound that way.
And I actually kind of respect the fact that he's looking out for his friend that way.
Yeah.
Just communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Cam, I know you didn't want to tell your wife that you were helping your friend out like that because you were concerned she might think something, but by you not telling her, it actually looks worse than if you did tell her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck.
You know, talk it out, and hopefully you guys can all get together and work things out.
Thank you, guys.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.